Blog Talk Radio.
At age 26, David K. Fribley was enjoying life in sunny Fort Myers, Florida, organizing activities for retirees at the Shell Point Retirement Center. After the attacks on September 11th in 2001, he felt compelled to do something more. Despite having a job he loved, using his degree from Indiana State University in sports and recreation management, and a new fiance, he was compelled to do something more. He joined the Marine Corps. Many of the people that listen to this show are people that hire other people, and you've probably seen some pretty good cover letters that come with resumes. In a moment, I'm going to read to you the best resignation letter you've ever heard. I first heard David's story when I was driving up to University Federal Credit Union in Austin just after the war had started. It was a national public radio story talking about a young Marine. They were interviewing David's former manager, Lynn Schneider, from Shell Point Retirement Center, and in a cracking voice, she was reading the letter. Now, it was 2003, and so I had no way of quickly accessing the archives of National Public Radio from my smartphone because I didn't own one. And even when I got to the credit union, a large billion-dollar credit union, there was no way to get online there either. I did my spoken session, went back to New Braunfels, and the next day did all the research I could on this particular story. My spoken career and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan coincided. And even though I was a veteran of the first Gulf War, I always felt uncomfortable in the airport. I looked young for my age, and I wanted people to know that I had done my part in the service. I actually wore a patch on my backpack that identified me as a Desert Storm veteran. I didn't want people to think that I had not served, because service is a big deal in my family. I can tell you in the 10 years that I traveled, which coincided with the wars, it was very gratifying to see how many Americans, everyday businessmen and women, that would buy slices of pizza and Subway sandwiches for our servicemen and women. But I always remembered this story about David K. Fribley. His letter of resignation is one that I've never forgotten. In fact, I used to add it to my spoken session many years ago at the end of our spoken performance. On Memorial Day, as you hear so many car advertisements and mattress sales, I thought it important to remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. This is the resignation letter that David sent to Lynn Schneider at Shell Point shortly before enlisting in the Marine Corps. He wrote, "The greatest gift one can give to another is the gift of service. The following is my gift to you. May I honor you and our fellow countrymen and women. I will earn the privilege to wear the eagle, globe, and anchor for all those that cannot. With all the strength of my fellow Marines, we shall provide you with the comforting feeling of safety that you have each day." Early in the march up outside An Nasiriyah, David K. Fribley, on the 23rd of March, a Sunday, lost his life in combat. David was from Warsaw, Indiana, and by all accounts, just an everyday, wonderful, American middle-class kid. Today, Fribley Field, named in his honor, is the home for Pee Wee football. There's a beautiful statue with his letter on one side and his picture in his football uniform on the other. You can see those pictures on the episode page of this broadcast. On behalf of myself and everyone here at Eloquent Online, we want to wish you all a blessed and happy and safe Memorial Day.
My own true love. And stay a while with me. If I had a friend.